Republicans have asked the Supreme Court to take the case, but Democrats have filed a similar case in a federal court in Milwaukee, and they argue the state court should drop it because it would cost more taxpayer money to have both cases proceed. In the hearing, Justice William Bablich expressed concern that deciding the case might make the court look bad, as with the Bush versus Gore case in U.S. Supreme Court. But the attorney for the Republicans, Jim Troupas, told the justices they shouldn't let that type of concern sway them.
A court is going to have to rule on this. If this court defers to the federal district court to do so, it will have set a precedent that it is unable or unwilling to handle matters simply because it fears the kind of ridiculous invective that is posed in the halls of this Capitol.
Republicans argue legal precedent gives state Supreme Courts first authority in deciding redistricting disputes, but Democrats interpret the precedent to say the opposite. The attorney for WEAC said the court should refuse the case and tell legislators to figure out redistricting themselves, but that wouldn't stop the federal court proceedings. Arguing for the Wisconsin Elections Board, Thomas Balestrieri emphasized practicality.
I urge you to make a very conscientious decision, and if you think that you cannot come up with a redistricting plan in time to have a practical effect on the election, that you simply allow the federal court, which is poised to do that, to just carry on and allow them to do its work.
Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson asked each lawyer if the state Supreme Court and federal court could actually work together. She said that would save money. In any case, a decision of either court could later be changed, either by the legislature or by further appeal. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.